Blog Talk Radio.
To have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal, it's time for the This is your announcer, Chuck Flanagan. Balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast. .net.
Well, hello.
You just heard our intro twice. That's because it's doubly
That's
good.
Because we have two times the show for you tonight.
But
that
first,
we will compress in exactly the same amount of time as we usually do. Thus, it's really just one time the show.
We just found out that the Metal Injection studio bathroom has an irrevocable shit stain on the toilet.
I love that band, irrevocable shit stain.
Fake.
Damn it.
So it's apparently they've been trying to get it out of the toilet by pissing on it rather than
it's a serious shit stain.
We actually have one of the members of the band.
Irrevocable shit stain.
Toilet. That's the name of the band. You never heard of us? We're this extreme death metal band. All you do is record shit coming out of an asshole and amplify it by 50, and that's the kind of...
Whoa.
That's entertainment.
Wait, but I just do that.
But minus the dog and plus the assholes.
But, like, I just do that for fun. Does that mean I'm in your band? Like, what's going on here? Or are we in competing bands? Is there, like, a whole genre?
UPS 50.
And I don't.
He doesn't get out much.
I just, it's my duty.
I'm just
duty.
I'm just saying.
My duty.
If
it's my duty to pee on shit stains, because if you don't pee on the shit stains, why you shoving the microphone in my face? If you don't pee on the
no,
shit
this
stains,
is how we treat
it forever.
No, but what I'm saying though is when I do pee on my shit stains, I record it. That's what that was about.
You recorded on video?
No.
Betamax.
Did I record live footage?
I recorded on Betamax, then I transfer it in mono, and then I put it up on MySpace for
you
free.
You have GAT tapes.
So let me ask you this question. This question, would you ever shit on a pee stain?
Oh, that is a tough
one. I have a friend that like takes dumps and shoots them with his cell phone and sends them to me as texts. Pictures of his turds.
Why are you still this guy's friend?
Formed, when you get a perfectly formed, like 14-inch,
yeah, it's good, too good to waste.
Take a picture of it.
No, let me tell you, like there have been shits that I have checked.
Yeah, I got to see if it's in this. If
oh
it's in
Jesus!
This phone. My last one had like a perfectly formed 16-inch foot.
Wow, you measured
that's
it.
That's like
too.
The optimum
Maybe
length of shit,
you, right?
Can you bring the texted shit picture over here?
I mean, this picture will really get across well in our live cast. Like everyone
well, we could post it on
I don't
the site.
Care. I want to see
oh, that's
it.
True. We can post it on these things.
If I don't have it, I promise you, then for next week's show.
Well, we'll get it.
We'll have like a photographic addendum to the podcast every week.
Footnote one.
Yeah.
Click footnote one now.
It looks like it'll be our album art for the podcast. Like, just look at the album art. That's our photo of the week.
Oh, no, if it's going to be album art, then you have to get some blood in there.
Oh, that's true. Wow.
That's up to you.
And corn. Lots and lots of corn.
Yeah, work up a hemorrhoid, Tal. Come on.
Seriously.
A butt tulip.
Those are only doable if you those hemorrhoids is if you take them in the butt, so damn.
Business as usual, basically.
Make sure the next...
Right.
You,
oh
next time
yeah.
You get converted like a like a sock.
You got me. Yeah.
Make sure you let everybody know what a photograph.
You got me. I have anal sex. All right.
What was that John Waters movie where the dude, like, inverts his ass? Worst. And it was,
and then,
it was at the end of the movie,
too. It had, like, nothing to do with anything.
No, that's,
have
not,
a party.
No, that's during
like,
the middle of the movie.
The end of the movie
oh, you're
is
right.
eating.
The
end you're
of the
right.
movie is
you're
when,
right.
during the credits
Spoiler
roll.
Spoiler alert.
When the credits roll, they have Divine eating a lump of shit out of a dog's, like, the, without cutting, the dog takes a shit.
Yeah.
And he picks
yeah.
it up and eats it.
No biggie. It's art, right?
Yeah, it was
it's
small
like the gag
action.
Reel.
It wasn't
Except
even...
It makes you gag.
It wasn't even worthy of taking a cell phone picture and sending it to him. Nah.
She didn't have time.
You know, all you seven people at home, you can call in and hang out with us cool cats. Just give us a ring.
Tell us about your poop.
Tell us
yeah.
about if you pee on your shit stands. Dial us up at 646-929-1357. It's my Casey Kasem impersonation.
Yeah, after asking
good.
That question, you'll get
it's
the
ABBA.
Most calls ever.
Let's
you will
see
get
it
the
happen.
Most calls ever if we ask people to call in and ask about a shit stain that they couldn't pee out.
Well,
if you email a picture of your poop, you get a free CD of your choice. Rob will go out and buy any CD you want.
I do not approve
it's
of this
been,
concept.
It's been said. Can I order, like, can I do that and get a box set?
Yeah, that was
well, it's a lot of pictures.
It has to
that
be, like,
good.
The grand prize of the
shit. I just want to make him spend a lot of money. You know, you look a little like Casey Kasem now that I think about it.
Oh, really?
But you look like you ate Casey Kasem.
Because he's from Lebanon or something. He's one of these Arabs like you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he looks like a... Like a more
yeah.
Now we're up to our long distance dedication. It comes to a man. It comes from a man named Osama. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey.
Rob looks like a really tall Casey Kasem with a little bit of Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad.
I think that means God facial paralysis in Farsi.
He's the god of Iran.
Oh,
is that a compliment then?
Well, I guess I don't believe in gays. I don't believe they exist. So that might be. That might be.
You don't believe in gays?
Well, that's what Abadubajad.
Well, he just says that they don't have gays in Iran.
Oh, I thought he said he didn't believe in them. Well, I don't believe in them.
But instead of believe in.
I don't believe they exist. They're a figment.
Got one
the,
sitting right here to my left.
Leave
the left.
Imagination. So what was I saying?
Who cares?
Oh, yeah, that was exactly what I was saying. So now that I got that out of the way. Sid, there is breaking ShamWow news.
Well, we did give it away with the...
Well, go ahead.
You got the news theme
yeah,
there for
let's,
the ShamWow?
Okay. Let's have somebody bring up the
it's
smoking Sid's gun
breaking
page.
News. Let's see.
Okay.
Good evening. Dateline, South Beach, Florida. Vince the ShamWow guy is arrested for beating up a hooker. On meth.
Do we know that he was on meth?
I believe that's what the smoking gun article said, right? He looked at
yeah.
that before. It said
he looked enough like he was on meth, so we'll
no one knows.
Assume he
no,
was.
But also, the prostitute bit his lip.
No,
well, no
she bit his tongue.
No, he claims that. He claims that he beat her up in retaliation for her biting him.
No. She tried to bite him because he was hiding the meth in his tongue. So she tried to bite his tongue to get at the methamphetamine.
Right. Oh.
So is he in jail now or what?
Is that what meth stands for?
Yeah.
Methamphetamine, yes.
Wow.
What do you think it's stood for? Method Man?
Crystal
yeah.
meth?
Amphetamine.
Bimbo. Did
you just call me a bimbo?
Yes. So is he really in jail now or what?
Yeah, he was arrested.
What did meth stand for?
On felony.
Learn something.
Cocaine? Is that what Coke stands for? I didn't know. I thought it was for Coke.
Coke stands for Coca-Cola. Duh.
But it's for Cherry Coke.
You mean it doesn't mean Coke too? The butter Coke?
Vanilla Coke?
You're digressing off the
yeah.
off the great story.
The
guy looks like he just finished
he looks like Beavis.
In his mugshot, like he just finished
like
the fucking meth binge.
He just yeah. looks like if Beavis grew up to be a spokesperson.
Minus cloth.
I love that he paid the hooker's name was I just had it. Sasha Harris.
What?
They were at a
Wasn't
Miami
Wasn't the same
beach.
Hooker that Misha and Sasha used to
maybe,
get
with? Maybe. Nightclub on February 7th and subsequently retired to his room to his $750 room. I love that they state that.
That's ShamWow. It sells a lot.
A $750 room and he couldn't afford some normal drugs like coke or heroin. He had to do...
I'm sure he could afford them, but he just wanted the meth. Yeah.
Well, I think after he paid for the room and the hooker, he only had enough money for methamphetamine.
Couldn't he get some normal drugs like methamphetamines instead of meth?
Crystal meth. You should have gotten some of that. I think I went to high school with her. Crystal meth. You know that girl, right?
I fucked her.
Fake.
I gave her a pink sock.
That would be the best stripper name, too. Crystal.
Crystal meth,
meth
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure in the South.
That's
the
stripper I'd like to one. Snort.
Oh, crystal meth.
So is he in the? Is he really in jail?
Yeah. He was arrested.
For how long? He can get out on bail.
Doesn't really say if he got on bail.
So I'm sure he did.
So is he getting butt shammed now?
What happened to the meth?
They put a ShamWow on it. It sopped it all up.
They stuffed the ShamWow in his mouth while they get him in jail. It's the ShamOw, son.
Did you just get punched in your face? Did someone bite your tongue? It's the ShamOw. Rub it on your face and it feels good. Yeah.
Fucked by the Nazis in
jail. Now it's 20% crystal meth.
This stick is made by the Germans, so it must be good.
Not to be confused with methamphetamine.
Except no imitators.
That's a different thing.
Anyway, that was the crystal meth news update. That was intense, right?
Yay for crystal meth news.
Now
anything about crystal meth
is
news.
Is that the right... No more crystal meth news?
Well, we're going to move on to methamphetamine news now.
Well, let's get to some more meth-y news.
Rob?
Some meth-y news?
Changed by meth or crystal meth? Methamphetamines.
In a new study, it showed crystal meth and methamphetamine are actually pretty much the same thing. Or rather, crystal meth is a synthesized form of the latter drug.
There's a ladder drug?
Yeah, it's a... You can only get methamphetamine by... you can only get methamphetamine by climbing up a ladder. That's what the report says.
Way to fuck up the joke, Rob.
As usual. Ugh.
Breaking news, I fucked up a joke. At about 10:11 this evening, we had a running gag about crystal meth and methamphetamine, and then... I had to say ladder, and then Sid had to correct me. And then I played this music, and I talked about how I ruined the joke.
But first, you played our intro music twice.
And here we are. Here we are. Now what happens? Do we have to go back to the island?
Oh.
You see how I brought it all around?
That was good.
How many people at home actually got that reference?
I did.
Call us now.
I'm at somebody's home.
Somebody at home would have gotten that reference if they happen to watch Lost.
Somebody in a home.
In a home?
Grandma.
Who's grandma?
Yours?
Does she listen?
Not mine.
Does grandma listen?
Does she do meth?
Grandma couldn't listen if she wanted to.
Grandma K? Why not?
Grandma
Well, one's
K?
Dead. The other one's pretty much deaf.
The one is dead and the other one is deaf?
Yeah. She's in the band. She replaced that dead lead singer. Now my grandma's is rocking the mic.
What are you singing about, like, Jared?
Hello? Who's going to drive me to shul on Saturday?
Give me some death metal music so I could sing an old lady death song.
Old lady death, I like that band.
Death imminent. Support hose.
Crystal death. Crystal death.
Oh, my knees are so bad. My knees are so bad. When I was your age, we didn't have any Nintendo. Nintendo Wii. That's all you can do now.
this play your video games. Who is that singing over my track? I was here first. Oh, would you bring me a nice iced tea, be a good boy? Bring me an iced tea. Bring me iced tea. With sugar.
Iced tea!
Bring me iced tea with lemon.
Iced tea!
Would you be a good boy and rake the yard? Rake the yard!
Rake the yard!
Grandma has that.
Play Mahjong!
Watch Matlock.
Oh, that bitch in the next apartment, she's such a yetta! Yetta!
Woo!
I don't know how they do that for an hour show.
You gotta do it from the stomach.
Oh, I saw that.
Stomach.
You gotta drink a lot of tea.
Bring me some tea so I can keep singing.
Oh, really? Bring me some tea.
You're
I have to get through this fucking show.
Don't
beer break. Beer break.
Really? Are you drinking that Full Moon again?
I am drinking ice. I had leftovers from last week.
Why is there a picture of an ass on the...
It is what it is.
Yeah. He gets his beer from the gas station around here. If you didn't hear the show last
week. He's a big jerk.
Because we're doing jerk. A show now?
No, not you. Oh, I guess that's a good point. That's a good point.
Wah, wah.
All right.
So did anyone have anything eventful happen this week?
Noah? What? Hey, what's up?
Noah found out the difference between meth and methamphetamines.
And crystal meth.
Three different things.
And they're all They're all so much fun.
Stop looking at me.
How was
You're
your
so
week,
creepy.
Noah? How was your week, Noah?
You know, I went to work and my internship. Stop looking.
Where do you intern, Noah?
Why?
Sid's about to ask you something sexual.
What are you getting at?
Coming,
what are you getting at?
Noah doesn't talk much. I'm trying to draw her out of her shell.
I'm busy.
Noah, you have a shell?
I'm playing with all these knobs, so...
No, that's what
one,
that was.
One thing to concentrate on.
Your hands are very
time.
Cold. I didn't know whose hand that was on my knob. Oh.
Whoa, Sid, you don't have a knob?
That's weird. Was it standing a stump?
It's more like a diode. I don't even know what that means.
It's an ion.
It's a stalagmite.
It eroded too much.
It's the face of a pelican.
What?
So,
I don't know.
In less creepy conversation.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Metal Injection livecast directed by Ingmar Bergman.
Who?
He has the face of a pelican.
Ingmar Bergman, you retard. You don't know who that is?
No, I don't. Because I'm not 40.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Haven't you watched any of my movies?
No. I haven't. So anyway. Remember how a few weeks ago... Remember how a few weeks ago we had this dude, he compiled like every time Metallica said death in a song?
Oh, yeah. Like 2 months ago.
It actually was 2 months ago. Exactly.
Why don't you play that?
Oh, well, I'm playing it right now.
Okay.
So for all you people who forgot it, this is every death in a Metallica song.
This is the worst song I've ever heard in my life. It's so played out.
It's a compilation of all the deaths.
I wish somebody would compile Metallica into a box and put them in like a locker.
Metallica is a poop stain that nobody's pooed on yet. Am I right?
I've been peeing on my Metallica CDs for a long time and they still don't disappear.
What'd you say?
Fortunately not.
Well, anyway.
That's why Lars is always going into the men's room.
No, he always goes into the men's room for more men.
Well,
yeah,
that's it.
Get peed on.
Well, so that same dude made a compilation of every time Slayer said Satan or Hell.
Or something about
that. Sounds like the awesomest song ever known to man. You may not want to play this.
Oh, your mind will explode.
This may attract an asteroid to Earth. I've never heard music better than that.
It's beautiful.
Okay, person who wrote this, I have a pile of money and I want to give it to you.
88. Now, here's the crazy thing. That sounded better than any Slayer song that's been released in the last 10
suddenly,
years.
What?
What? It.
Suddenly I God feel like killing a homosexual news anchor and stabbing him 50 times. Suddenly I feel like doing it after listening to that.
Do it. God Hates Us All is a great album.
And
are you
so
kidding?
What's Christ Illusion?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Those two albums are the worst albums I've ever heard in my life. That's not
God
called
Hates
Metallica.
Us All is fantastic.
Ugh.
That is such
great
a
great album. It's right up there with
four
the best
songs.
One of the best Slayer albums ever.
Yeah, I think so.
Just because it came out on 9/11 doesn't make
racist.
Which is great.
I love that album.
I thought you were going to say
relentless.
You love 9/11.
Yeah,
I love that.
Break,
that's
you
fucked
know?
Up. I can't believe you were going to say you love 9/11.
It was too. Awesome.
There's no fucking ballads.
I'm
no,
still here. Fuck it.
There's no ballads or fucking Judas Priest covers on that shit. There's just fucking...
Judas Priest covers?
There's a Judas Priest cover on South of Heaven.
Are you alluding to South of Heaven not being the awesomest album ever?
I'm alluding to that. No, actually, I'm not. I'm outright saying it. That it's the worst Slayer album ever.
Oh.
That's.
Except, no.
Whoa, give us a call.
It's not the worst. It's the second worst.
Diabolus
and Musica is the worst.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much agreed.
Shit should fly out of my asshole onto you for saying that.
That's actually how like bad that album is that I didn't even count it as a Slayer album.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
It's just like with Metallica. It's like, well, what's their worst album? You don't even count Saint Anger.
Whichever one they're recording now.
Whichever one they've ever recorded. Point in time ever.
The last one's not so bad. Come on. Not good songs on it. It just doesn't qualify with the great Metallica album, but it's not terrible.
They should have stopped a long time ago.
Okay, but South of Heaven is.
If they made Death Magnetic right after the Black album, they would have never been considered like that.
But even the Black album was like, yeah.
But it's good for what it is, though. It's not a bad album.
No, I think the Black album was. You can't say that about the Black album.
I just did.
No,
the Jay-Z Black album is better.
It's just a.
It is. That album's a flawless
hip
hop recording.
Meh. They're both great.
Your face is great.
Oh,
in the gutter.
So you don't want to have a discussion about metal on a metal show. Sorry. Sorry for bringing that up.
Thank you. Moving on. No, I mean, I didn't think God Hates Us All was that bad. I mean, I liked it, but I didn't really like the last one.
You just said it sucked.
You know, the last one. Whatever.
I didn't hear the last
blanket?
One, though.
You made a blanket statement.
No,
a blank
statement. No, just a blank.
Any statement you made is a blank statement.
You beat me to it. But I just don't. I didn't really hear the last one enough to say, you know, thoughtfully.
Yeah, I didn't really give it a chance. I just listened to it twice, maybe. And was just like, meh, it's Slayer.
But how can you not like God Hates Us All? I don't get that.
I don't hate it. I mean,
not about
good.
Not liking it. It's just like, dude, that's not on the level of South of Heaven. Please.
But like for me, like coming from being more of a punk fan and stuff like that, that album is like a punk album. It's fucking just fast and angry, and
being,
it's not like they don't stop and do guitar noodling or anything like that. They just fucking beat you over the head for like 40 minutes and then they're done.
Yeah. So
it's
being awesome. Like being like a punk fan, you should reserve opinion on metal.
It's like Rain and Blood with less.
That's all.
It's like Rain of Blood with less Satanism and just more.
Well, there might be Satanism, but everything's too fast to even notice.
But they also better production, and his voice has improved.
It's Tom Araya has my favorite voice in metal. I think he. It's.
I thought you said Tom Araya has your favorite cock in metal.
Well, that too. I mean, like any.
So hard to prune
your favorite
pick.
Voice besides the dude from Disturbed.
Yeah. Is the dude from Disturbed your second favorite cock in metal?
Hey,
or wannabe metal?
Scott Stapp.
Hey, Tom Araya, how do you react whenever they play Disturbed on the radio?
Again?
I almost forgot about that Tom Araya card that we could just pull out whatever we want.
Yeah, that was actually recorded when he stubbed his toe in the studio. And he's like, we'll keep it. It's good.
Tom Araya, what is your opinion on the current economic climate in the U.S.?
Obama.
You should ask Tom Araya what he thinks about Miley Cyrus.
Right, hold on. Tom Araya, what do you think about Miley Cyrus? Oh, she's hot. When is she turning 18? Never gets old.
It would be cool if that dude just made a compilation of all the Tom Araya screams back. Just like all the,
that should be. We should mark it.
Email him a suggestion and tell him to email it back to you. Come on, that would be great. For next week, he could do one in a week.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
he probably does nothing during the week, just sits home, smokes weed.
If there was
we have a lot in common.
If there was a Tom Araya Magic 8 Ball, and you just asked it a question and you shook it, and all of them were the same, I guess there you go. That's like all 8 answers. Try again later. Reply hazy.
Should I ask that girl out?
I love when he goes down into the next register and he goes, ah.
What a great way to kill 5 minutes. Good job, Tom Araya.
Like a gay scream, even though I don't want to insult Tom Araya, but it's like, you see that gesture? It's like,
you see that dress she was wearing?
Oh, fabulous. Find a track from God Hates Us All, because I now want
to
rub it into you.
Anyone, they're all gold.
Disciple.
But that's,
what?
I believe it's pronounced Disciple.
Disciple, sorry. That's how we call into the Blog Talk Radio, isn't it? Blog Talk Radio. Back to the roots, motherfucker. This is the end of the good part.
The other songs on the album that I can think of very cool.
I think 1 through 7 is just straight fucking kick ass. Every song. There's like a break, a little one slow song, and then to the end. God Hates Us All, just the fucking name of it. There you go. What else do you need?
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not.
Yeah, this song is fine, and there's a couple other good ones, but it's not that I haven't been listening to the whole
but it's
thing.
Like,
it's the best thing ever. What are we talking about?
I don't even know. Like, South of Heaven is like my third favorite.
Yeah, most people I know say Rain and Blood is season 3.
Yeah.
Like, see, it's like, yeah.
Talking about.
I feel like Rain and Blood, it's almost like
understood that that's their best. You know, it's like, it's pointless to even talk about
right,
it.
I agree.
You know? But I think Seasons in the Abyss is
second place.
Yeah, like definitely better than South. Like I like South of Heaven a lot.
Wait,
but Seasons in the Abyss has some better songwriting.
Not even that this means anything, but like the consensus of metalheads is that South of Heaven is a terrible album, and that it sucked, and then they went back into their roots.
No, that's a consensus of gay metalheads.
That's
that don't know what the hell
look online.
Halford. wrote a book about the Slayer album.
Good.
Slayer's
Fuck
album.
Fuck that fruit. Nobody cares about how it thinks. He's not
South of Heaven, but it sucks.
We haven't even introduced
him. Now, where's that cock I was going to fuck?
I know exactly.
Yeah, maybe that's what
please,
he said.
Please,
sucks in the way that he said.
There's not even anything mentioned about sucking cock.
Does God hate sucking cock? We'll never know.
And Rob Halford also loves it, and that's whatever. But nobody cares what Rob Halford thinks or what other metalheads think, because South of Heaven is...
It only matters what you think, right?
No, I'm just saying what normal people think.
Well, I'm just saying.
Is it Josh Redstein's next album, South of Jersey? Right? Isn't that the next album he's putting out?
South, maybe South of Philly?
I really did write a parody of South of Heaven called South of Trenton. I swear to God.
How did it go? Do you remember any of it?
I'm going to do it on the ad.
Yes.
We should record it.
All right.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. Next week.
Guaranteed.
I wrote it like when the album came out, years and years ago.
Cool. We'll totally do it.
So it's got like references to Alf?
No. It's about like a store. It's like a 3-minute ad for a clothing store.
Okay, that sounds good.
On Route 9, south of Trenton. There, I gave you one line.
Nice.
A little teaser.
I am sold.
I keep punching the computer we use to call.
I'm just waiting for you to knock it down.
Totally knock it down one time. It's going to be epic.
Why are you giving away how bootleg our setup is here?
What do you mean? It's very fancy, our setup. We just plug into a computer because that's where the shit streams. How are you going to fucking get it into the interweb world?
Not everybody has a computer. You might be offending our listeners by saying it's bootleg. They might not have computers.
How would they be listening to us?
Radio iPhone app?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, what?
No. Such a thing does not exist yet.
Yes, it does.
NPR, NPR
stream.
It does.
It's on their website. It really does exist.
There's a Blog Talk Radio iPhone app?
Yes, here.
So we can listen.
Let me click over and show you.
That's fine. We don't want to promote Blog Talk Radio to people that are hosting our live thing for free or anything like that. So, fuck them.
Why?
They're kind of cute.
Okay, Rob Halford.
That's not what we're talking about.
I wouldn't fuck the Blog Talk Radio lady if you paid me £1 million. She's got a vagina.
I think we should go to our first meeting.
Right on.
And
from God Hates Us All?
We just heard a little bit from
but
that.
But I want to
have that
song.
New...
three songs.
No, how about something
even,
else?
How about something we could all agree on?
Awesome.
Oh.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Noah, I am sorry. I cannot satisfy your longing desire for hot swollen man sausage. I am just a computer man. And go back to the Metal Injection live cast. While I dry hump your clock radio.
Jesus, Noah.
Yes,
first of all, when did you get that clock radio? And
Bland promised me he would never speak of that again.
Yeah,
he lied.
He's a little. He's going to be sitting in on one of our broadcasts one day.
We will have him in the studio.
He's a fine-looking piece of man meat, isn't he, Noah?
Is that true?
He's all streamlined. He has. I believe he's in line for Patrick Swayze's body. His brain is going to be
implanted. Is that before or after the cancer?
Well, I'm saying after he sadly passes on.
I know, but does that mean that Bland gets his cancerous body type or the one before?
He just needs a shell.
Don't worry, his genitals are search engine optimized.
We were just asking Noah if she would have sex with Frank.
We did? No.
Why not?
I don't know how that even came up. I forgot.
She said she needs to get laid, so I was like, oh, I heard Frank's single.
Oh, wow.
Actually, wait, is my mic up? Testing.
Yeah.
One. We actually have a new contest. The fifth caller that calls in right now can have sex with Noah.
No, just finger bang.
Wait.
Just finger bang.
I didn't sign anything.
Hold on. The fifth caller is going to be able to finger bang Noah. The tenth caller.
Bukkake.
Tenth and eleventh caller.
But that's so stupid because then they'd just wait and then no one would call.
And then Noah would be like, no one wants to finger bang me.
We should make the better thing. The better thing should be the earlier one.
Okay.
Unless finger banging's better than banging, I guess.
Depends on the guy.
Give it to the choice. The fifth caller will have the choice.
You know, you're actually beholden to this once you say it on the air.
I know.
You have like nine callers.
I don't mind.
Because I'm not going to let that happen.
Maybe
you
a vagina
said you need
will.
To get laid. What the fuck?
Yeah, but
don't
I
be
mean...
a cock tease.
By the way, what's the number again?
1-800-BANG-NOAH.
Nice, right?
Oh, look how much better the show just got.
Yeah, seriously, this is already one of the top three shows. just
so,
these
so what's the criteria for your booty
oh,
call?
Oh wait, there's a caller.
There we go.
You're caller number five. Congratulations!
Congratulations! You can finger bang or Bukkake Noah. Which one is it?
Hey, this is Noah's father. I'd like to do both.
Noah's father, congratulations!
You shouldn't have called
Dad.
Because you get to do that whenever you want anyway. Why would you ruin it for someone else?
Yeah, but I'm just jealous. He's a Jew. Of calling and shit like that.
What's that?
I'm jealous of other dudes with getting the chance to do that, so I got to be
oh,
the
you're
man.
Very protective.
You haven't got a slot.
Purim is a Jewish holiday for all you goyim listening.
Goyim is a slur used by Jews to describe non-Jews.
It's not a slur.
It's a slur.
It's a bit of a slur.
I don't think it's a slur.
I mean, it's not like a
polite
thing. It's not as much of a slur
say.
As bootface, but it's a slur. Yeah.
It's a factual like description of a non-Jew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Yiddish.
Schwarze is a slur.
No, even Schwarze is not really.
Really?
Slur,
really?
Yeah.
That kind of sounds
Schwarze
mean.
Means black. Black person. It can
so
be
Noah
said,
has a Schwarze keyboard?
Are you a Schwarze, Noah's dad? What's your real name?
You know what the slur is? Shvoogie. They say Shvoogie. Swear to God.
Shvoogie dad.
As a matter of fact, there was a thing in like the New York area. Obviously, maybe some old guys still have it, but in the old days, like 50s and 60s, they had a thing called a Shvoogie buzzer. I'm not making this up. I swear to God. All right, like in Long Island and like the suburb, the five boroughs. Like Jews would own a store, working the counter, and the Jew would be in the back room office doing whatever. And if a black guy walked in the store, the kid was supposed to push the shvoogie buzzer, and then it would alert the Jew to come out and like patrol the store to make sure he didn't steal. It's the most racist thing ever.
Now,
what's it called?
The
shvoogie buzzer.
Shvoogie buzzer.
Now, if a black person was from the Bronx,
yeah,
did the Jews say they're from the Schwoogie Down?
Yeah!
Oh. I was waiting that whole story to get that out.
Very good. I commend thee. I actually worked in a record store, and I was like right before I worked at Tower Records, the now defunct Tower Records.
Which one on West 4?
Yeah. Nice. When I was like 18, but the year before that, I worked in some douchebag, you know, place in Brooklyn that was like one guy running it.
Zigzag?
No, it wasn't Zigzag, but that is another exact.
Where was it?
It was like Sheepshead Bay, down like where Sheepshead Bay around there. So I had the same exact thing happen to me, like the guy, but he didn't have a Schwoogie buzzer. But he would every time a couple of regular black kids, not even like hoodlums or anything, just regular like high school kids would walk in. He would just freak the fuck out. He'd be like, you know, guys, motherfucking black kids are in here again. They're fucking rip me off.
Well,
so
listen,
much,
dude, don't stock the Bismarckie album, man, if you have a problem with
no,
it.
No, that's the funny thing. Like all the top, you know, 15 albums he would have in the front were all like black artists.
The Schwoogie Down?
Yeah. So he's like
Schwoogie Down Productions.
These motherfucking kids, I swear to God, I always do it just fucking tired. What the fuck? What do you know? But that's how old people are. You know.
Noah's dad, are you still on the line?
Ah, yes, I am.
What's your real name?
My real name is Sean. I don't know if you remember me. In the first episode, you kept calling me John all the time.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Schwoogie buzzer?
It's also my vibrator.
Look at that, Sean John. You got a real treat. You get to hear Noah's vibrator.
Sweet.
Does that turn you on?
A little bit.
So didn't you call us again like one of the other weeks, I thought?
No, I didn't. I haven't called since.
Have you been listening to the show?
Friday, so like this is like the second time I've listened to you guys live.
Oh, cool.
I know who this is.
What?
He's one of your junkies.
One of my junkies?
Mm-hmm. He's the guy who says he's Josh Groban. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
he did a Josh Groban parody.
Can we see that?
We can hear it. Since we're on the radio.
Play it.
Go, Rob. Find it.
Why don't you play? What? You're breaking
on YouTube. If you type in Josh F. and Groban, you can find it.
On the YouTubes.
Well, Rob's going to do it.
Is that it?
Sounds exactly like Josh Groban, I got to tell you. His new album.
Here it is. A viral video competition in your class.
How old are you, dude?
You're not supposed to have competitions in class. 23.
It's just like a college course I'm taking.
Video contains drug use, alcohol abuse, foul language, and
perfect.
Violence.
Turn it off!
Viewer discretion is advised.
We're not about
wait, to wait, let's thrash it or trash it.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
Wait.
We gotta do this right, Sean.
For it.
Yes. Say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Yeah, motherfuckers! You know who this is? It's the boy next door, Josh motherfucking Groban.
Can we explain who Josh Groban is?
He's like the guy that's
pop singer.
He's like the new Michael Bolton.
Do you really not know who Josh Groban is?
I honestly don't.
Okay,
wow.
Is that you playing Josh Groban?
Yeah.
You really look a lot like Josh Groban. That's disturbing.
Yeah, no, I get that everywhere I go, so that was kind of like my fuck you to Josh Groban, this video. So
you've probably gotten laid based on that before, so I don't know why you're so...
And if you haven't, you're doing it wrong.
I would be using that. In fact, when I weighed about 40 pounds less, I was at Brooklyn College, and this immense, immense black girl jumped on my back like a goth chick. She must have been 250 pounds. Easy.
Fred Durst! Oh my God,
I swear to God, like she thought I was Fred Durst. I don't think I looked anything like that.
Did you just have a red?
But, like, I don't know. That shouldn't be enough to make somebody think that you're someone that wears a red hat all the time.
All right,
suffice to say, you have two kids with that lady then?
Yeah.
That's
joke.
You got one.
Sometimes it goes down like this. Sing like angels.
Sound like
Frank. Like a beast. I snort 2 points a day, and that's the fairest beat. I wear that suit. Old ladies think I'm a cutie. Got the grandma back kid. I fuck her in the booty.
This is like that Natalie Portman rap from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
you're
surprised.
I'm a bad motherfucker with a bloodshot eyes. And that song raises up as well. Getting fucking high. Mom walks in the ass.
What's all about the mouth?
Bitch, just fucking grooving. You know who you're smoking? What? Just fucking grooving. Who's the fucking guy with the hair that's blowing? What? Just fucking grooving.
Crashing it so
cool. Thumbs up.
I like it. Who mixed this?
Jay-Z.
Swizz Beatz.
This nerd.
We all know she's like, but I fucked that hoe. Back for the encore, there's a girl with nice one home. And when I'm on stage, my voice is coming at you. You don't let my music.
Hey, bro, the music sucks.
What? Reach into my suit and I'm motherfucking gadget. You can't hide and there's nowhere you can run. You're fucking with the wrong tenor, bitch. Gosh, fucking Groban.
You boy, don't be alarmed. Ha ha! It's always the good ones who go bad. Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Chris Brown, Natalie Portman, Pee Wee Herman, that bitch from High School Musical. 80% of the cast. Go on. Kids, stay in school. Sell a lot more dope there. You feel me?
Yeah.
Groban out.
Wow.
You're funnier than we are. Why'd you call us to our podcast? You're slumming.
Where's the Josh fucking Groban live cast?
So, are you guys thrashing it or trashing that one?
Thrashing.
That's definitely
thrashing. This is the first time we played a whole song.
This is the first time we thrashed something. I think.
It's an honor.
I was honestly have to admit I was expecting it to suck. I really did think it was going to suck. Nothing personal. I just that my experience, like when people say, "Oh, this is so funny, you got to hear this," it sucks. That was
that's
very
like,
good.
Wait. So like when I tell people like, "Hey, you should listen to the livecast. It's really funny."
No, you just prove. You have to prove yourself.
Oh.
My first instinct is because so many people do. And they go, "You got to see this." It's
Are you saying I have bad taste, Aaron?
Oh, God. I knew what I couldn't say anything without the insecurity popping out of both of you.
Oh,
so now we're insecure.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Darren.
Wow.
So wait. I think this is from Tal sitting here for the last half hour telling you that you suck. That's
hey, let me ask you something, Chandran. Which is your favorite Slayer record?
Well, of course it's like Rain and Blood, but I think so.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
favorite non-Rain and Blood record?
Seasons of the Abyss.
Thank you!
What
thank
was
you.
It? Was
Seasons
it?
In the Abyss?
I don't disagree with that, though.
Seasons in the Abyss.
Who disagreed
was wrong.
With that? You're
Tal.
Like, thank you.
Well, he's not here anymore.
No, whatever. It's I win, though. I win. Because the guy's not here. And I'm here. And Josh fucking Groban is here.
The one thing that I think he was really being ridiculous about was South of Heaven. I mean, that.
I mean, it's a good. I like it.
There's like three songs on there that I like.
South of Heaven, one of them.
Yes.
Okay.
South of Heaven's one, and Spill the Blood.
Yeah.
And
that's definitely the one of like those three of that era that I can't really get through.
But it's a in the same way that Diabolus in Musica is it's a diversion from their style that doesn't suit them.
Yeah.
I
haven't even gave that album a good listen. Like, I listened to it once, and then I fucking just trashed it, basically.
I mean, it's just like Slayer Light to me. Like, it doesn't have
the
intensity. It doesn't. It's the same style, like
the
same...
Same Slayer, half the gallery.
It's just not that aggressive. It's, like, thoughtful. Violence.
Fuck that! Slayer!
It's gonna be kicking shit and, like, setting things on fire.
Oh, so
it's
somebody, took, you know, on the Slayer DVD, we posted this on our site. Some there was like the number one fan of Slayer. So somebody took his answer, his like little thing, and audio remix too. It's pretty fantastic. We should check it out right now as it loads.
Yeah, you just play that. It was really funny. I watched that today.
Okay. Typical. A guy just would literally out of nowhere.
He sounds like.
Oh, yeah. No! So. You know, he's praying on me. Oh, yeah! No! Oh, yeah! No! Oh, yeah! No! No!
It's like he's having a brain aneurysm.
Oh. No!
You kind of have to see it, too.
Yeah, when you can't see it, it's a little bit annoying.
I see it. I love it. Well, it's just more incentive for you jerk-offs that download this on iTunes to actually visit a fucking site.
What site?
Please.
You're so bitter. You're so bitter, dude.
Josh Sheff and Groban likes our site. Come on.
Yeah. Josh fucking Groban. You got to rip that and, like... have that on file to play at Will. That's the new Ja Rule.
He's Will.
We're going to play it at him, whoever he is.
Because he's a new jewel drop. Jewel drop?
We're about to drop a jewel on y'all right now. This is that Josh Groban joint right here. Josh fucking Groban. What?
Any day, Rob.
Josh, what? I'm not playing it. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Right on cue.
You're
dude.
Fucking
with
close
bitch.
It.
Can someone else do the sound effects on this show, please?
We've been saying that for like the last 2 months.
He's surfing the internet.
Alan, where are you?
I'm not saying Alan.
That would have been the perfect time to play that song again.
Well, it's gone now. So are we just going to talk about it?
Yes.
Alan's viewer discretion is it.
We got Metallica.
Yeah.
Swiss Beats.
So what was this for? What did you submit this to?
Class.
I got this class. I'm taking like this advertising course, like, and we're just. I don't even remember what fucking class. It was like some like interactive class we got, and we just had a competition to see who can get the most hits. So
did you win?
No, I came in second because these fuckers.
What the hell beat that?
No, nothing.
Wait, what'd you say?
These guys with like a shittier video, they went on some like dating site and like changed their profile pic to like a hot girl and just like spammed it around and shit like that. So they got all like these.
Lame.
Boring.
That's not a viral video competition. That's a spam competition.
Yeah, for sure.
That could be really good at that, Rob.
That beat Josh fucking Groban? I don't believe that.
Come to your surprise, I'm a
bad
motherfucker.
Watch your eyes. Michael Bolton, eat a dick.
What's
wrong with I'll be singing that for a week and a half now.
Nice.
Thanks a lot.
You see, it's viral. It's in me like a virus now.
Oh, the best is I got some comments from, like, Groban fans just absolutely disgusted by that.
Really?
My comment is, he's not a tenor, he's a baritenor. I'm like, oh, I don't fucking care.
Get it right,
you
piece of
shit. Actually, the original line for that was, you're fucking with the wrong nigga, and then I changed it.
Can you read some of the comments?
There's one. There's a huge Grobanite that nearly wet themselves from laughing so hard. So there's a positive review too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you gotta.
We don't care about the
negative one. It starts with like I'm a fat like old lady or something like that. It should be on like the last page there.
He's a baritone.
He's a baritone.
He's not
is that like a labradoodle.
I put it on the official forum, too, and there was, like, a huge war going on. Like, half like his fans thought it was funny, and the other half were, like, absolutely just disgusted by it. It was great.
Clearly, you have started a viral video. I mean, you won this one.
Yeah.
I bet there was no discussion on your your classmate's shitty fucking spam video.
Can we find it?
Get me your professor online right now.
Yeah, what's their phone number?
My professor, like, even, like, gave me credit for having, like, the best video. He was, like, kind of shaking his head at the other group who kind of cheated, I said, I guess.
Where?
Oh, my professor, like, he pretty much gave me, like, credit for, like, the best video anyways.
No, I said, what college do you go to? What school do you go to?
It's called Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Is Mr. T your professor?
I wish.
Fool, don't be sending in no Josh Groban videos, fool. Come here. Where's all this slap diddly about some Josh Groban? Who that? I pretty tough fool to send in a Josh Groban video. Why don't you go spam some dating site or something? Make a good video. Wait, here's your next assignment. Recut the 18 videos. And take out everything that ain't Mr. T.
Assignment to Rocky.
Where did it come from? What is that?
Where you think it come from, fool?
Native American tribe.
Is it a Native American college?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I don't know. It's named after, like, I guess they were, like, settling, like, on the land there until, like, I don't even know the fucking story. Probably, like, the college took over.
Is there, like, is there a peyote growing class?
No, not really. It's, like, in a pretty big, like, city area.
Is there a class about becoming an alcoholic and killing yourself?
I wish.
Let a Native American do that. They have a tough time. Isn't that, like, what every Rage Against the Machine song is about? Pretty much. Yeah, right.
Indians killing themselves.
Rally round your teepee.
I shot myself with an arrow. Shot myself with an arrow.
You're an idiot. I'm a Native American. I'm a Native American. Fuck you. I won't scalp who you tell me.
I slipped on a hallucinogenic mushroom and broke my skull.
We are totally alienating our Native American fan base right now.
Rage Against the Machine.
Sorry, Mohawk College.
Just like got rid of a whole demographic.
Hey, well, stop that jibber jabber. Let me tell you about my upcoming joint. I got a collaboration with Ja Rule. Listen here, play that track, boy. Yeah.
Louder.
This is going out to Mohawk College for Mr. T. We're ready to rock this. Just when you thought it was over, boo. That's it. That's the work in progress.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, do you smoke a lot of weed?
Occasionally. I kind of
occasionally.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I used to like smoke every day, and then it just started slowing me down too much. So I kind of.
Oh, that's why you gotta keep doing it.
But everything else around you is slow.
Yeah, it's everything else is just too fast, man.
Oh, that's what it is. Makes sense.
Yeah. Is it like? Is it? It's like pretty lax up there. Is that true? Is the stereotype true?
What's that? You cut out a little bit there.
Oh, is it like lax? Is it cool? Is it chill, man?
Yeah, it's pretty chill. Like, I don't know. As long as you're not, like, selling it. If, like, a cop catches you, like, smoking it.
Can you, like, score me some?
Yeah,
it's Canada.
Sure.
Of course it's chill. Everything's chill.
How much you need, Rob?
You know, whatever.
Just bought some. What the fuck are you talking about? You don't need more. You're
trying
good.
To let everyone know that he smokes weed so you can be cool.
Rob?
I'm actually straight edge. I just do it to get the demographic.
And you still don't get the demographic. Good job.
Dang. You have to get a triple X tattoo on your chest.
It would look like four W's somehow. I don't know because he's all saggy.
Somehow it's funny. I don't know why.
So anyway, we were gonna
have to think too hard about my jokes. Just accept it and move on.
We were going to do a little bastard piece theater.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Sean John. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me again. Good time.
We should play Josh Groban again.
Yeah, we're going to start doing Josh Groban drops.
And don't worry, next segment we will get back to finding out who Noah wants to fuck.
Oh,
we have not forgotten.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're first in line, by the way.
Oh, sweet.
You'll be effing Josh Groban.
Okay. Noah.
Well, he's Josh effing Groban.
Can you send her to me like that Cynic CD you sent to her?
You don't
oh, see,
to,
wait,
you don't
let's have it on the record.
Hello?
Oh,
what's that? You guys keep cutting out like every like minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Skype. It's the Skype.
Yeah.
But, you got the Cynic CD, right?
Yeah, man.
See?
Are you disappointed?
We
in
make
now?
Dreams come true.
Only took 14 weeks.
Wait, so you want Rob to like shrink wrap me and like send me to Canada?
In 13 weeks?
Well, he wasn't just
shrunk any more than you are.
Yeah, I'll be in 3 months, Noah.
But he wasn't
okay.
The fifth caller.
Anyway. I might be dead, though, like from starvation through the mail.
That's
right.
That kind of shit.
Why don't you just come down to New York and you can go on a nice date with Noah?
And finger banger after.
Yeah, put three fingers
you're
in
not, you're
whatever
not like,
you want.
I'm a classy chick. I'll take four.
You're not like, you know.
That's right.
Are you in like a wheelchair or something? Anything like, you like a Canadian cripple or anything?
Oh,
yeah. You don't.
No, like,
you sound like a cool guy. I'm just saying you might, you know.
Got a case of the
what if he did? How fucked up would that be?
You don't have any, like, dingus dirt or anything, right?
What?
Well, he's going to be dancing around in the Josh Groban video.
What is that?
What is dingus dirt?
I don't know. Like, if he has some kind of VD or something.
Is this true, Josh Evans?
CGI for my legs.
What?
We
used didn't hear that.
CGI for my legs.
Oh, he said you were going to use CGI for his life.
Oh, for Nagaraj Groban.
Okay.
He's really crippled. But
oh, that makes sense.
Oh, no. No,
I see what's going
on. Work.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Noah, aren't you curious about fucking like a
nope.
quadriplegic
nope.
at all?
Goodbye.
He can't run away.
Want to get fucked by a bottle of Molson?
All right, it's time for our next segment on the show.
Moose antlers.
Please welcome Sir William Featherbottom.
Okay.
I don't know. I just made that up.
No.
For another edition of Masterpiece Theatre. Now, can you sir?
It's me reading the G-Unit book.
Oh, right.
Couldn't you have done that?
No, I want to hear it in the voice.
Oh,
now, what exactly is a book?
I wasn't paid for this. Baby brother stood up. He used a bunch of wet wipes to clean himself, then kissed Sally again and got dressed. It was time to go. Priest was waiting for him back at the crib, and they had moves to make. I'ma get up with you later, aight? I'll be waiting downstairs around 6, have your fine ass ready, too, because the West Indian Day Parade draws niggas from all over Brooklyn, and there won't be no place to park near Eastern Parkway. He winked at Sari, then walked over to the half-open window and raised it all the way up. He glanced down at him in the exact same condition in which he had left it in the night before. While her eyes were on him, he pretended he was climbing out the window and onto the raggedy fire escape, but then turned around real fast and walked over to the door instead. He heard her shocked intake of breath as he reached for the knob.
Lee, what the hell are you doing?
She jumped up, her eyes flashing with alarm. He liked it when she got all hyped. Her nature was a perfect indicator of her ethnic mix, black and Hispanic. She was a down chick and had a temper on her, too.
Don't open that damn door! You gotta go out the window!
She snatched the sheet off the bed and tried to wrap it around her nakedness.
Man, Tony's home. You can't let him see you leaving out of my room.
Baby brother grinned and walked out, closing the door on her high-pitched protests. Fuck all that window action. He was leaving out the door today. Baby brother checked out Sari's half-brother. Her father had been black.
And while she was brown and curly haired, Tony was a pale Hispanic with dark, piercing eyes. He'd been sitting alone in the kitchen, smoking a Dutchie, and counting a large stack of chips. His jet black hair was shower wet, his bare chest stained with tattoos, and bulging with jailhouse muscle. A large baggie, half filled with white powder, sat on the table in front of him, and another, much smaller bag, rested on a triple beam scale. Yeah, whatever happened to good morning, man? Tony pushed the stack of money aside and reached into his back pocket. The glint of his knife caught baby brother's eye. Yo, you been up in my joint all night? His voice was deadly. Back there with your dick up. He twirled his knife. The tip of his blunt glared red.
And his penis?
And his gold eyes never left baby brother's face. Must be a bad motherfucker then, huh? Baby brother laughed and held up his hands. Chill, amigo. I ain't the enemy, man. Shit, after 3 years, I'm just about family. Plus, I'm about to be out here in a minute. No disrespect to your crib or nothing. I just wanted to spend some time with your sister, you know? Treat her right before I leave, man. Tony stopped twirling the knife. Baby brother knew how sharp that blade was. Tony was almost as legendary as the monster had been on the knife tip. Both of them had plenty of carved up victims walking the streets. The end.
Wow. Riveting.
Wow. What did we learn from that?
Knives are sharp.
And go out the window when you fuck someone in the house.
Mm.
And just jump right into your whip.
Your whip?
Why is it called a whip? I never got that.
I guess because it whips you around the city, I guess.
Oh, all right.
What's called a whip?
Car.
A car.
So she did not even up to that.
Crystal meth.
And the little Google. No, you didn't know that a whip was a car?
No, I have never heard that before.
Do you know any, like, urban slang? What's the latest urban slang you know? Do you know any black people?
I'm afraid of black people.
How about, like, death? Do you know that?
Who?
Death. Like, that's death.
Like death? Like the
no,
band?
Death with an F. Like Def Leppard?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that.
What about
Throb?
Aww.
No. Well, yes, I am quite fat.
With a P.
Yeah, the P. I know that one.
That's what she meant, Rob. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
Hmm? Oh, other words that you might not know? Let's see. I don't know.
Izzle?
Izzle? That's a little old. Yeah.
No, I don't know what that means, though.
It doesn't mean anything, though.
It's just an expletive.
You just rhyme
holler.
It with stuff?
Holler.
Holler back.
Holler.
What's good?
Jigga.
What's a jigga?
Strawberry shortcake. You know that one?
What?
No? Okay. Yo, you my strawberry shortcake.
No,
isn't that,
come here and let me eat you off the
isn't
ball.
Isn't that when you fuck a girl who has a yeast infection and her period?
That's correct!
Yeah!
Oh, you figured it out.
No one knows all about that. Speaking of which,
the fifth caller will get to have a strawberry shortcake. Give us a call, 646-929-1357.
What do you
so
think the yeast
up.
Is for?
I'm for not eligible for 3 weeks.
Sorry, Tennessee.
Maine, U.S. states only. Maybland.
Sorry, Sean.
48. So who do you want to bang, Noah? What's the criteria? Let's find out.
What's your man like?
I don't know.
Come on, be real with us, yo.
I don't have like a specific.
Lay it
type.
Out on the table.
Noah,
I mean your vagina
Noah,
right now.
Noah likes a guy who.
No, we don't want your jokes right now. We want seriousness. We want to know who Noah wants inside of her.
We want Rob's jokes for once.
I think she wants a man who doesn't talk, cooks, and has a 12-inch penis.
It's plastic.
No, Noah wants a guy who will tell her that she is a piece of shit.
That might be true, I think.
And that she is worthless. Slap around.
Look at her playing with her hair as you say that. She is so wet right now. Stuck to
No, put the microphone down there. I want to see if there's any.
Joel wants a guy that if her mom ever saw her with him, she would freak out.
So a Nazi.
Yeah.
And Joel would love a Nazi. If
wow.
there are any Nazis out there, give us a call.
play a screwdriver song right now.
Yes.
Oh, do you
actually have a screwdriver song?
Is he
play?
Single? Just go to YouTube or something.
Oh, my God.
We'll
get pulled off of Blog Talk Radio for this.
I'm going to say you should play Grinded Nig.
You actually are playing a screwdriver song. Wow.
Is that in your iTunes? Or
yeah.
Oh,
we might be crossing a line right now, but I don't know.
Is it?
I guess.
What do these guys look like?
We're not promoting them. We're making fun of them.
They look like Nazis.
They sold
yeah.
out, though.
They have to be dicks on the inside. But they have to be
no,
like,
no one wants a dick on the inside.
And the outside.
No. I want a dick on the outside, and I want
them to be a dick
a girl
outside.
On the inside.
I don't believe that. I think you...
So I can have the best of both.
I think
you said you just want to get laid. We're not dealing
yeah,
with
I know
all
that's
this extra
true.
Stuff.
Yeah,
just,
see, that's what
yeah,
she
that's
wants to get
true.
Laid with.
If you
but...
answer the question, I'll answer the question, too, so you don't feel embarrassed what I want in a woman. So you first...
What do you want in a woman, though?
In a woman? I don't want a woman.
She wants a woman with a penis, she just said.
No, I want a guy
not
with
mom,
a penis.
Who acts like a woman.
Who has a feminine
can,
side.
Who you can control.
Yeah.
Who you can make yours.
I, but, like...
No.
You said you don't want to be in a relationship.
No.
So then what do you want right now yeah. is what we're asking you.
What's sexually attractive to you?
A penis.
Anything like, you know.
Hello.
No,
Carrot Top has a penis.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's attractive.
Okay, any penis but Carrot Top.
See, so you're still.
Neither, so what the fuck? Narrow it down.
Well, Frank is like her friend, though.
No, I don't. Yeah, no friends.
Right.
They're going to say, no, he's not my friend.
So,
stop herself.
Qualities in people you like enough to hang out with, you don't want them in the opposite sex.
Yeah, if she can be friends with you, you're out.
You're fucked.
You're fucked.
I'm not, well, not literally.
Well, yeah.
No, I don't think we can be friends anymore.
Okay, remember that thing I said about Carrot Top? Well, Sid is included.
Oh.
Too.
Well,
Sid has a penis, I think, right?
Yeah.
Did?
Yeah. Very symmetrical. It's very nice looking. It's very aerodynamic. It's not one of those weird tilty penises.
Like T.T. Boy.
Yeah.
He's Captain Hook.
It's a very nice looking penis, I must say. I can't really speak to the quality of my nuts relative to others, but my dick is definitely a...
No, I like a good full package.
You have a teeny weeny, I think. Is that...
No, like if he doesn't have the right balls, I don't want that.
But what,
is,
oh,
what
no.
are the right balls in your opinion?
Oh my goodness.
Just like the left balls. The right balls. 1990s reference. So what I
late
80s. In fact, I'm gonna let you do a little mini game show. What do I like in a woman?
What do you
big
like
butts,
in a woman?
And you cannot lie.
That's correct. That's one.
You like a little caramel in the skin.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to
staring at me. What, are you going to figure it out from
that,
the beard?
That, see, he was looking at me like that. It made me feel really uncomfortable.
When he was looking at me, he was just trying to figure out what I like. When he's looking at you, he just wanted to rape
you. Like, you like some of this.
Yes. More. I wanted to.
You like a girl that...
Yeah, that's true.
Because it means that she likes to suck dick.
That's not necessarily true.
Yes, it is.
Girls that like men.
So you're very thin. No, does that mean you do not like to suck dick?
That what?
You're very thin.
No, but she likes to eat,
like...
she said.
Look, I shat like 3 times today, so I have a great metabolism.
She eats all the time.
So that means you
so
do like
Yeah, you love sucking cock.
Is that what you're implying?
I don't enjoy it.
Did you
it.
Shit any cum out?
What?
Do you swallow?
Jesus.
And then those poops, was there
white flush? It depends how well I'm treated.
Is there any cum stain in is there any cum stain in that shit stain in the toilet? Right? Don't look. So you don't. So let me get this straight now, just to recap. You don't like swallowing, but you do it.
No, I never said that.
The guy treats you okay.
I never said
that. She likes it, but she'll withhold it if you're a jerk.
That's a better way of putting it. Is that right?
Wait, say it again?
You like to do it, but you will withhold that.
If the guy's a jerk off, or if he forgets to do it.
I never sucked someone's dick who was a jerk off to me, so.
Oh, okay. So she has a perfect record.
You sound bite.
What?
Did you ever suck someone's dick who jerked off on you?
All right, we're embarrassing Noah, so I'll be
Let's
the next
keep
one.
Doing it. Come
okay,
on, it's
Darren,
so much
did,
fun.
Did you ever suck someone's dick?
I've never sucked a dick. I'm not homophobic. I just don't
okay.
Like
so you're open to the fact you just haven't met the right penis.
Right, I've never been attracted to a man.
But if you were, you would suck their
totally.
Dick.
Why wouldn't I? If I was attracted
right?
to him, yeah.
Have you ever eaten a girl's ass?
Yes.
What
awesome.
Is it, what does it taste like?
Well, I have to be clean. I can't just
yeah.
like...
So do you
so
make
you
her shower
in
before?
In fact, the funny story, I met a girl when I worked at the record store that shall remain nameless. And I went on... she's from Baltimore, so she was shopping there on vacation. And, you know, we talked online. After a few months, she came back to New York. Hotel 6 or something. I went over there to fool around with her, and, like, I went back there to that region, and it was just so rancid. Like, I couldn't...
Like a day's worth of sweat.
I was actually...
Or like dingleberries.
It smelled like she didn't wipe her ass really good.
Oh.
And she was really clean looking otherwise. Like, she like very well groomed and nice
well,
hair.
It could have been a wet fart. You know,
could have been. Granted, it was only one instance, you know, but it just turned me off completely. I was actually going
to feel like if that were to happen, it'd be like we'd have to both shower first. I feel like it's just
I still fucked her.
Oh, of course.
Well, I mean, doesn't mean her vagina.
It was very awkward.
Wait, did you fuck her in the ass?
No, I've only done that once in my entire life.
You've only had anal once.
Yes, and it really hurt. No. I had a hemorrhoid for 3 weeks. No, I only... Well, my ex-girlfriend really wanted to do that, and I didn't want to do it, and I did it on
what?
Her. I did
Why
it
didn't
her.
You?
I just don't... I mean, to each his own. I don't criticize you if you like it, but I
she
just...
She really... Wow.
I did it, and I hated it, but I did it.
Why did you hate it? Was it just like... Because
she
shat
from there. Is that
I
why?
Wouldn't say paranoid. I mean...
Did you use a rubber?
It's dry. I don't like that it's dry.
Well, you get lube. That's what lube is for.
Lube is fake wetness, though.
So you hear spit.
Doesn't feel right.
Improvise.
Did you wear a condom?
Yeah. I always wore a condom
only...
with all my girlfriends in vaginal sex, too. I've
done anal probably like a dozen times with two different girls, and I've never used a condom once.
Wow.
Never had shit on my dick afterwards, either.
That's
I check. I always check.
Did they enema themselves before?
No. I don't know.
What if you were to find shit on your dick?
What if there's like
freak the fuck out?
What if there's like
oh my god?
What if there's like fecal cells that you can't see?
Well, if I can't see them, it's fine.
All right, fair enough.
I still got anal. So.
That's I can't argue with that because that's what I say when I eat White Castle. You know. I don't see. It looks like a burger. It's close enough.
So I guess anal is like Brown Castle.
No, you're not gonna. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that it felt bad. I enjoyed it, but like I just. I guess it's the mental image to me. Like, for example, I'll give
that
you
makes it even better.
I'll give you an example. When I have phone sex with a girl or we're talking about sex in some way, I talk about doing anal and I enjoy it and it turns me on. But when I'm actually there with the ass in front of me, it's like limp city. I can't.
Interesting.
You have phone sex? Are you like a phone
Not
sex
every
operator?
Night. I mean, what is that?
Not
mean?
Right now.
Is that
what
are
you saying?
Job?
I can't convince a girl that phone sex with me?
That's just. I don't know.
I don't plan it out like, oh, this Tuesday we're gonna. It just happens sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever talked to a guy that you're attracted to and like you just haven't?
No, I just tell him
you don't
to have sex
anyone.
With me.
Well,
we have
if
the real thing.
In the room together. You're on the phone. You don't have like turn on conversations and then you start. Touching
there's transportation,
yourself?
Darren.
All right.
There's
fine.
A way.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Done and fucked it.
Oh well, I'm not a slut.
But I'm saying you've already had sex.
Okay, well, I mean, if he was my boyfriend.
How long did you go out with your ex-boyfriend that we were just talking about off the air? Years, right?
Years,
you
yes.
Never had one phone sex conversation with him.
Noah seems too silly for that. Like she'd start laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I
would.
That. I don't know.
But I don't know.
I would just feel really stupid
like
doing
it. Like, the thrash it or trash it thing, Rob has to instruct her to say it sexually.
It's sexually.
She would not know
but
to do that.
But she does it
own.
So good, though. That's the funny thing. Yeah. Like, she's all goofy.
Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it. No, no, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
I think Noah just doesn't want to accept any reality of her sex appeal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Noah doesn't think she's sexy.
Yeah,
Noah.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah,
I mean, right now she's learning to be a bored. In conversations, like
you ever see most board ops?
You are probably the best looking board op in the history of board ops. Like, the people training you must be like, what the fuck is wrong with this
Honestly,
girl?
I don't realize it. Like, I don't think of her as hot. And then
Stop.
I
me either. Me
but
neither.
No, no, no.
So...
I'm not saying you're not. I just have blanked it out. Like, I don't
Why?
Think it doesn't register.
Are you wearing, like, one of those male chastity belts? That, like...
No, I just don't, like, in order to function, it's like, it would be distracting.
Otherwise, your boner would be banging against the bottom of the table at all.
Well,
times.
That's from you.
Well, sorry about that. I was twisting your knobs before.
But, like, all right, for example, I did this party once, and, like, twice, actually. She came and did photography there, and all the guys there were like, oh, my God,
yeah.
You gotta help me out. She have a boyfriend. Like, especially one guy in particular who you know. I'm not going to say on the air. But.
Bro, you should hook me up with her.
No.
Another guy?
No, another
guy? Yeah, another guy.
That's all
you
have to hear.
All right, we'll talk.
Bring her around one day, you know. He's married.
To the dungeon. She can meet the gym. Bring her around.
I'm not into married dudes, so.
I didn't say I was going to do it.
Well,
no,
your dad's
I'm
married,
saying.
Isn't he?
Well, yeah, but that's a little bit different.
Fair enough.
That's an exception.
Yeah. He is exceptional.
Exception, not the rule.
Very exceptional, that's right.
Oh.
Yeah, big asses, I like.
Speaking of
Thank
Noah's
you.
Exceptional
thick
father.
Thighs.
Big thighs.
Big lips. dark skin.
Welfare card.
Yeah, no. Jesus, Sid. Are you a member of Screwdriver?
Do you like, do the girls that you like, do they have to be metalheads?
No, not at all. But if they are, it's a plus.
Did he describe a metalhead to you?
Well, my second girlfriend, that was, she was Puerto Rican and Dominican, but she was a huge metalhead.
Huger than you.
But that's the best. When, like, a Hispanic girl is into metal, that's the fucking... But they're the hottest metalheads ever.
Yeah, it's true.
Except for the male Hispanic metalheads. They're just...
No, they're hot.
They're everywhere. Anytime I go
Mexican
to a metal
dude
show...
I on the train the other day with a Cannibal Corpse shirt.
Yeah.
Pierced lip.
I was in fucking Atlanta for the Scion Fest, and there was a fucking gang of Mexican metalheads. It's like
they're
Atlanta.
All over.
Yeah.
At first, it's I awesome. Thought like their parents worked in the factory where they made the Metallica shirts. You know.
Guillermo, if you're listening, call in.
But really, there's a lot. There's like a whole contingent of Mexicans.
No, there's a huge Mexican metal community.
Yeah.
In
know.
Fact, I just saw today that Iron Maiden is playing Peru. Right? They're playing Peru, and, like, basically the city has shut down because there's, like people are waiting outside the airports, like the Beatles arrived
in
Peru.
That city shuts
down. Those are not Mexicans.
Well, I'm sorry. No, we're talking about Hispanic
metalheads.
Yeah, but in all fairness, Iron Maiden is building an irrigation system there. So they can have drinking water.
Are you ready to drink? Water!
Drink for me, Lima!
Run to the fountain! Drink for your life! 666, the gallons I bring in!
No, that was
alright. I'll give you a 6 on that one.
Alright.
So, anyway.
Mexicans. Took it one too far.
Yeah.
One too
I didn't
far.
Have a joke there. I just wanted to.
I got one.
Okay.
Josh fucking grow.
I don't have a kid up.
Good job. Noah, aren't you going to be a board op?
Yeah, why don't you op to go waterboard yourself?
Oh,
shit.
I'm bored with that joke.
What does that even mean? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Anyone have any crystal meth?
Yeah, I agree. You failed.
Let's take a quick music break.
Very yep. quick, because we have 16 minutes left in the show.
Hey, man. Got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the metal injection live cast. Hey queers, are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection live cast right now.
All right, we are back with 8 minutes left in the show, and let's talk about male chat.
I swear to God, that goes on during the break should like have its own show.
We have Girl Scout cookies here.
We said we should circle jerk onto one of the Girl Scout cookies and feed it to Noah.
No, I said, and the last person gets to finish off on Noah.
Oh.
So, Darren, you were telling us about
what?
The male chastity belt. We were saying
Noah
brought up the male chastity belt.
And put it on the screen
on
so
the
we
screen
can all look
at
it.
And it's basically like this plastic iPod case for your dick.
So we've been looking
at
a parade of pictures of penises restrained in these fucking
things. I asked the question, what is a male chastity belt for? And then someone explained to me that it's to prevent a hard-on.
But it doesn't. It just, like, makes the hard-on painful.
It's like foot binding
for
your dick.
It punishes you.
So when I got circumcised, the doctor said to me, because they put stitches in, obviously. So I look like Frankenpenis. The top part where they cut it to the rest of the skin.
Oh.
But it doesn't hurt. Like, it didn't hurt at all.
It sounds like it hurts.
But
it hurts my sensibility.
There's a but. The doctor says to me, I said, what happens if I get a boner? No big deal. Don't worry about it. But don't get too many. Try not to. If you get a couple, it's okay.
Why?
If
would
you,
the stitches rip open?
Yes.
Oh.
So I said, well, I didn't want to get into which is stupid, I should have, but I didn't want to get into like a long discussion with him about it, because he's like very straight-laced.
Kind of faggy.
No, he was Orthodox, wasn't he?
Huh?
Wasn't he an Orthodox?
Yeah. But he's like kind of a hip guy for an Orthodox Jew, but he still had an imposing kind of presence,
yeah.
You know? No, he was like
what?
A, he looks like
how
a,
old is he?
Like 45,
okay.
I guess,
yeah.
But he's not,
big hands.
He had his clean shaven, he looked like a businessman, but
probably.
So,
of course, he looked like a businessman.
Great doctor and very, very nice guy. But it's just
you
hard
to shout him out.
It's hard to talk to Dr. Jacobs.
Oh, okay, that narrows it down.
What's the phone number?
Shout out to Dr. Jacobs, Midwood. What?
Try not.
Okay.
I wanted to ask him what's the number of boners that will make stitches pop, but
over under.
So, like, every time I would start feeling it happening, I would try to, like, distract myself. You know?
How would you do it?
Baseball. Or
why don't you just punch yourself in the penis?
Old nuns, you know.
Because his penis was all stitched up.
Yeah.
No, in the part that's not stitched.
Or, like,
or
yeah.
Actually, the first time, obviously, they bandaged it. And he's like, all right, 4 days after.
They bandaged your whole dick?
They bandaged the part of the stitches. Yeah.
Oh, okay, but like the pee hole was still exposed.
Yeah, but a real bandage part back to pee through it.
So basically it's as if you never were circumcised?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
If I had foreskin made out of gauze.
It's like foreskin training wheels.
So I'm in the shower the day that I'm supposed to take off the thing, and I start pulling it, and it's like adhering to my dick. Like, I got the first, it was wrapped around, like, 20 times.
Right.
So, but, like, when I got to, like, layer 14, I was like, this is sticking. So I had to start, like, pulling it. I start pulling it each time around, and it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. But when I got to the last one, it was, like, pulling the stitches out of it. Well, it didn't, but it was, like, pulling them up. It didn't pull them out, but it was, like, they were getting raised. And I'm like, I actually was close to crying. My mother was there, and I was like, one second away from asking her to help me, as embarrassing as that would be.
Oh.
But I didn't. I actually got it all. I was literally afraid my, like, the. You know how I have OCD, right?
Yeah.
So I'm afraid, like, I was afraid that, like,
that
if I pull a stitch out, like, the tip of my penis is going to fall into the bathtub.
All right, I think I have to leave this podcast now. I don't know if I can go on.
What a way to end it, folks.
Sorry. I have actually another story, but
we'll save it for
go on.
Time.
Oh, my God.
How much time do we have?
The story is the story of
the first time I masturbated after being cleared to have sexual stimulation.
All right, can you fit it in 3 minutes?
It's pretty big. I don't know. No, I'll try it, but if not, I'll leave it as a cliffhanger. So, they give you a preset. He goes, in 4 weeks, you should be good. Stitches, they were melting stitches, which is really cool.
Oh.
Like, you didn't have to pull them out. They just melt eventually. So I had, they were almost all melted, and I went to see him after the four-week period. I'm like, today's the day, all right? I'm going to go home, bust a nut. And everything's healing marvelously, da-da-da-da-da.
What a fabulous dick.
Yeah. And he goes, and he's like, come see me in another week. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, no sex and no stimulation for one more week. Imagine this after you've been, told for 4 weeks you have to wait. You make it, you survive, you're ready to do it, and the guy goes 7 more days. It's like being told, you haven't eaten for 3 days, and you go, I'll have to do this fast for 3 days. And the guy goes, another 3 days, you'll be fine, Terrible.
Yeah.
So he's a doctor. I listened to him. Grueling. Like everything I would see.
Do you have nocturnal emissions during this period?
No, not one.
Wow.
No. I don't know what that means.
Well,
I know what it means. I don't know what it means
warning.
That I didn't have them. Anyway, it's going to have to be a cliffhanger. It's a little more than 1 minute. But I made it, the long story short, I made it to the next week. And he goes, 1 more week again.
Oh.
And I said, but then I broke in. I was like, couldn't take it. I was like, well. Awkward, worst thing, but he tried to play it off.
You know it's a sin, though, right?
He said, well, if you do it and don't do it too vigorously and be careful.
Sears catalog.
Yeah.
Not like legit.
He's like, try to do it carefully and don't overdo it. I was like, oh, no. Yeah, one time will be fine for me. But a man has needs, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yes, I understand.
Just want to make sure it still works.
Your balls
are. So then I left his office, and I felt like I was in a Bollywood musical.
I better go this dick.
Yeah, basically, I was walking down the street, looking at people. Today's the day. And then the people were like, he will jerk off today. And not really. They didn't really, but they should have done that. And then the story of what actually happened when I went home and jerked off with the clearance from the doctor is the funniest thing in the world. But next time, because we're down to 30 seconds now.
More on the Metal Injection Livecast. Tune in next week.
You have to wait another week.
Eastern for more stories about Darren's dick.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of here.
Bye. We are ready to rock this!